When they feel the Holy Spirit, they say it's like a warmth.
Oh, yeah. Got real warm.
Got warm.
Oh, very
warm. You feel like your leg was growing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is for real, huh?
Real, yeah.
I told one of my friends about you today on the phone.
Yes.
And they said, you did the thing where you put them in a chair and then the leg grew out? They said, wasn't that weird? I said, no, it worked.
Praise God.
So you really do feel better. Walk around a little bit.
I feel great.
You look better looking. I'm not kidding. Some say Jesus is the healer. Joel Osteen's not the healer. Joyce Meyer's not the healer. Tim Story's not the healer. Jesus is the healer. Clap your hands like Jesus is the healer. But I will tell you something. Is that a lot of times people say, God could use anybody. That's really not the truth. Because you have to align yourself with him. Okay? You have to align yourself with him. Otherwise, we'd see more people being used in healings and more miraculous things happening, but you have to align yourself. That's why when, we'll talk about it later tonight, but when Jesus was going to be born and Gabriel came to Mary and said, this is what we'd like you to do. And she says, it's out of my comfort zone. It's beyond my capacity, but may it be as heaven has said. How many of you want to be a person that aligns yourself up with what heaven has said? Man, it feels good here tonight. You know I'm part of the family, whether you like it or not. Somebody clap like God's up to something. If you're a visitor, this is a fantastic church. We've been going for about how long now? How long has this church been going? About 2.5 years. And we've been in this building for about how long? About 6 months. So if you're a visitor, we welcome you here. A lot of hard work has gone into this church. And this is a Jesus-style church. And the vision of this church is to build people, to disciple people, to love on people. And for some of you that helped start this church, I commend you as a person that was raised in the church since I was 4. I'm going to tell you something. It is worth it to be a church builder. And when you build God's house, isn't it true? He comes back and builds your house. Clap your hands. We got a lot of good people here. We got great pastors. Our pastors are fantastic. Has a lot of wisdom, mostly for his age. He's cute. His wife's pretty. The kids are awesome. These are good people. Okay? I'm going to have you turn my microphone up a little bit. I'm going to whisper. All right. I was working on you with the yellow this morning, wasn't I? Would you mind coming back to me? And you watch how I do this with no music, no nothing. It doesn't have to be all hyper. You know, tomorrow night will be a lot of people. It's me, Jesse DePlanis, and I'm at this big old conference, and there'll be a lot more hype and excitement. It doesn't have to be spectacular to be supernatural. Do you like me? Give me one thing you like about me. The way I express myself. Am I sincere? I thank my mother today for having me. My mother's 83. I said, Mom, thanks for having me. It worked. Thanks for everything you did, because it worked. Because God gave me a manner, if I could just have one usher, just one. God gave me a manner in which I can connect to people from all walks of life, from little kids to all types of people from all over the world. And he also gave me a gift where I see things. Go ahead and close your eyes. Father, she needs a miracle. I need her to be able to sleep. And I need her to be at rest. And I need you to heal her body because she has great years ahead of her. And there goes his power through you now. He's right behind you. In Jesus' name, take it. Boom. Is that an amazing thing? What's that feel like just now?
Just feel relieved.
You feel relieved. I just love people. You know, one of the reasons my gift works is compassion is a key that opens a door to miracles.
Amen.
You know, my father died when I was only 10. My sister Viola, beautiful, she was 21. Her friend was driving in San Francisco, and she thought she saw an off-ramp, but she did not. It was in the fog. She went over a cliff. My sister was in a coma for 8 days. We prayed for her. She still died. So I understand pain. See, a lot of people, they're like, well, why would you do this? It'll make you look bad if you try to move in the supernatural. But when you understand pain, you want to see people's pain taken. Well, God's healing you of your pain. And you are an intercessor, and your prayers are working. Whoo, someone say, thank you, Jesus. This guy in the black shirt. Do you come to this church in the black shirt over there? How long have you been coming now? Okay. Who's the lady next to you? That's why you answer to her. And how long have I been here, babe? Oh, you're getting healed. Come here. Everything that happened, she egged you on. She knocked you, get up there. I'm going to freak you out a little bit. You're going to feel power, okay? Just close your eyes. Just say, Jesus, I'm being delivered. Say, but this time, it's going to take all the way through. Say, even my debt that I have, that I think about a lot, you're going to give me a supernatural job, and supernaturally, great things are going to happen. Say, the next 4 years are my time, and I will testify through my life, and my family will see that Jesus worked for me. Say, Jesus, forgive me. Say, Jesus, I receive my healing. By your stripes, I am healed and I'm delivered. Now, as soon as you pause for just 5 seconds, and as soon as you say thank you, it went through you. Say thank you. And boom, there it went through you. Take it. Move your knee. Notice how good your knees feel. Just proving something to you. I have an uncanny gift. They say one of the best in the world, but that doesn't make me better than anybody, but this is my gift. Move your knees now. What's happening to your knees? Huh? What was wrong with your knees? Well, how would I know that? I'm not psychic. Your life is changing. God is going to rewire you. You needed to be rewired. Clap your hands like God's powerful. Somebody say, God is very powerful. See? But if you're an egomaniac, you can't be used like this, because then you're into yourself. Praise God. My God, the anointment is so heavy upon me. Oh, please. You know, a lot of people play basketball, but that doesn't mean they play like LeBron James. Amen. See, there are levels of the anointing. Somebody lift your hands like you know this. See, come on, some of you have been in Pentecost for a long time. There are levels. And the one that came that's working on his project in the master's jacket, I'm going to teach a message in a minute. This is just the healing part. Okay? Somebody wave your hand. That's that nice man. He's working on a project. Bring me the man in the glasses over there. The good-looking one. I knew he would come. And for you that never have seen this before, Jesus healed people. One third of his ministry was healing people. And then he said in John 14, 12, he says, and you will do the things that I did and even greater, because I'm going to the Father. And so some of us still believe that Jesus heals today. Well, how come not everybody's healed? Because we live in a fallen world. Some people get healed instantly. Some get healed gradually. Some get healed when they go to heaven. But I'd rather take a shot at it. Now, how many times have we ever talked? Have we ever talked, me and you?
None.
Me and you have never talked? Nope. Now, how do you know the pastor?
He's a good buddy of mine.
He's a buddy of yours? So me and you have never talked. So there's no way I can know about your life. Okay? Go ahead and close your eyes. We're going to fix your back first. You felt it go through you right then. This gift is no joke. Do you know that there are times where 50 countries at once are looking for me? 50. This guy talked to me from Ghana. He's a big deal in Ghana. He says, Mr. Story, do you not understand my words? We have been trying to get you here for 15 years. You will not turn me down this time. I mean, he scared me. Come on, people. How many know that I want to get directly to the airplane? Why? Because people love the presence of God. Move your neck. Move your shoulder. Move your wrist. Watch everything crack. Move your. Close your eyes. Say, I receive
my gift.
Say, I am being healed. Say, by his stripes, I am healed. You're going to feel the warmth go through you? One, two, three. Boom, it just went through you. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell them how good you feel. Hold that mic. Just tell them.
I always feel good.
How your body's
feeling? It feels a lot better when I first come in. I've had two back operations, so he didn't know that, but... I got one knee that needs to be replaced, and the other knee is just, they don't know what's wrong with it yet. But
walk around, just
I couldn't hardly walk when I came in.
Isn't that awesome? Holy Spirit, thou art welcome here. I'm really into God. I'm really into God. I love this Jesus stuff. Man, I feel you, Jesus. You know, I do talk shows too, if you don't know that. I'm on a couple shows on TV, secular. And I'm on secular news a lot. And it's amazing how many people at these shows now all want me to pray for them behind the scenes. The world is looking for the presence of God. They don't like all the hokiness, but they want Jesus. Your wife is getting healed. Yeah. How you got a good-looking woman like that, I don't know. Must have been your shiny personality. Me and him are becoming friends. He was driving me. And we were talking about dreams and things, about things that he has in his spirit at this stage in his life. You're getting healed. It's going to be awesome. Just close your eyes. I want you to say these words. Say, I've given my life to you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell you what the Lord just told me. You're a giver, you're a giver, you're a giver, you're a giver, you're a giver. But the Lord says, make room for harvest. Because this is your season. God's going to give you desires of your heart. You're going to come up with creative ideas. You might even start writing and putting things out and creating. You're going to move into the creative side of you that when you were a teenager, where you were creative. Jesus says, this is your time. This is your time. There's a healing going all through your body. Because you're not big on complaining. So the Lord says, some folks don't even know what you feel sometimes when you're giving your time. But he does. And here comes a friend healing a friend. Jesus said to me, this is my friend, Tim Story, and I'm healing my friend. So I want you to say this. Say, Jesus, I receive this gift. I receive this gift. By your stripes, I am now healed. Say, thank you, Jesus. Boom, it went right through you. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome here. How many of you sense his presence in this place? It's real stuff. Who's in pain? You say, Tim, I'm in pain. Is anybody here in pain? Physical pain? He's hitting her and she's saying no. You don't have to come up, miss. Are you in pain, though? Just sit there and I'll pray for you. You don't have to come up. It's not a show to me. It's miss over there, just put your hand on your heart. Just close your eyes. Just, Lord, heal her. Jesus' name. Amen. Just as simple as that. You guys understand who I deal with. Can you imagine that I deal with some of the most powerful people in Hollywood, and a lot of them are Jewish. 30% of my Bible study is Jewish. So you got to be very careful how you handle people. Everybody has different temperaments, different backgrounds. Your wife needs to be healed. Is she your wife or your girlfriend? Or when? Okay, bring her. I prayed for you earlier.
Yes, you did.
And what was wrong with you?
Well, you didn't know it, but I'd had heart issues, and I just went to the cardiologist about 3 weeks ago, and that woman shaking her head, she goes, I don't understand this. She said, from looking at your heart then and now, she said, your heart's basically back to where it's supposed to be.
So you were in pain, though, today.
Oh, yes.
And what happened?
God healed me.
You got healed.
Yes, sir.
Now, how long you all been hanging out? How long have you all been hanging out together?
A little over a year.
Okay. You can sit down.
Okay, my heart's pounding.
But look how normal this is. This is normal behavior. Do you understand that? You are a supernatural being. You're made in the image of God. That's why little kids, they want to play Superman, Spider-Man. I'm Cinderella. I'm a princess. Nobody plays I'm Loser Man. There's not one little kid that says, I want to dress up as Loser Man. Because you think big things when you're a kid. Because you're a spiritual being. Close your eyes. How would I know that depression tries to be your friend? You can go ahead and cry. I never asked for this gift, people. This gift came on me when I was 17 years of age. How would I know the depression says, I'm not going to leave you? You could take this, you could take that, you could take this, you could take that pill, you could take that pill, and I will never leave you? Well, I'm here to tell you, depression is going to lift off you. It's going to come off you in a supernatural way. In the name of Jesus, I pray anguish will come off you. Say, I receive the gift. By your stripes, I am healed. Say, God, there's no way this man could know this.
You must be telling him.
I receive my healing.
And heal my female organs as well.
Say, thank you.
And
boom, there goes the warmth. Be healed. Take it now. If you only knew. Pretty awesome God. You young people watch this because look how normal I am. See, a lot of people like to complain. Well, I'm not into all that hocus pocus. Look how normal I am. I'm over here just being normal and God's using me. Miss, is that amazing? Look at me. When was the last time you felt this good?
It's been a while.
About how long would you say?
I've dealt with this all my life.
Yeah?
I've had a lot of pain and hurt.
And when was the last time you felt this free like this?
I can't even remember.
Okay, probably.
Because it's been so long. Because
it's been so long. Aren't you glad that some of us still believe that God heals?
Yeah.
Yes. High five. Go hug him. Go hug him. He wants to be hugged. And give the Lord a clap like God heals people. I was with a famous football player that you would all know his name if you like sports. And I was at this church, and when I was done speaking, I went in the back, and there was a guy in a green coat, because all the ushers had green coats, but he had a green coat on too. It was a big old church in the Midwest. And so I went in the back, and I said to the guy who was in his early 70s, I said to him, "That was a good meeting, wasn't it?" And he wouldn't say anything to me, just stared at me. I said, "That was a good meeting, wasn't it?" And he just stared at me, and his wife got nervous, and she came around the corner, and she says, "Tim Story, he doesn't talk." And I said, "Oh." And I said, "Well, what happened?" She said, "He was in a car accident, and he hit his head." I said, "This is your husband?" "Yes." "What's his name?" "His name is Harold, but he doesn't talk." I said, "He hasn't talked in how many years?" She said, "11 years. I said, "So his name is Harold, and he doesn't talk. But he has not said one word in 11 years? "No, he hit his head. And it was bad, Tim. He was in a coma, and he does not talk. He has not talked in 11 years. I said, "What's his name again?" She says, "His name is Harold." And the reason I kept asking, because I felt the Spirit of God on me saying, "Harold's about to talk." So I'm going to tell you guys later, because I know you like sports, who the football player was with me. I mean, he's one of the most famous ones we have. And this big old football player, Hall of Famer, standing there watching. And I looked at the man, and now two ushers had walked up. They were his friends. They had all come in up in this thing together. Remember, he had not talked in 11 years. And I went like this. I said, "Harold?" And he said, "Yes, sir." And then he just started talking. You should clap your hands like he's a healer. I prayed for a young boy, 14 years of age, schizophrenic. They put so many doctors on this kid. He was like a zombie because they put so many doctors and so much medication. I believe in medication. We probably have some doctors here. But I had a heart for this kid. So the mother said, "It's the weirdest thing. He's afraid of everybody, but he loves Tim Story. He says he wants to watch your DVDs. We bought some of your DVDs online, and he likes to watch you pray for the sick." Come on, people. So I was going to be there for 2 days. So I said, "Tomorrow, I want him to be my assistant." You got to hear, you remember, he's hearing voices. They can't get that, they can't even him out. If you're a psychiatrist here, and I spend time with a lot of psychiatrists, they couldn't even him out. He was hearing those voices. So I had him walking with me on the Monday. And I had him sit in a chair. And I said, "From this day forward, you'll never hear another voice again." Now, that's bold, unless it was God. The power of God hit that little rascal. Come on, people. He is completely free. He's 14 years of age. He's playing the bass in the church band, and he's always been afraid of people. And he calls himself the little champion. And his mother said, you changed the kid's life. Because I would call him, "You little champion. You little champion." I'm so glad I believe in Jesus. Somebody clap your hands like he's awesome. Give him a big clap like you're real happy. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 46 and verse 9. You're going to be glad that I'm teaching tonight. And my friend that's taking a speech class, Isaiah 46 and verse 9, I'm going to talk about just around the corner. Somebody say that. Say just around the corner. It says, remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is no one like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I want you to say these words. Say still to come. Say that strong. Say still to come. So God says that he makes known the end from the beginning. That means that God knows your past, he knows your present, but he also knows your intended future. If I was you, I would really listen to me strong, because I'm only going to talk about 20 minutes. Somebody say that. Say, God knows my past, he knows my present, and he knows my intended future. So every single person here is right now in November the 2nd, 2014. How many of you are aware of that? But every single person here, we have a different intended future. For this couple, they're intending to get married. For some, you're intending to do new properties, or intending to go on vacation, or intending to be better grandparents, or intending maybe a young person to go to college. Everybody has what I call, in the Bible calls, an intended future. For he knows the end from the beginning, and he knows what is yet to come. Now, if you were to go to the movies 2 weeks ago to see the movie Left Behind, if you went to the movies, they would do something where they show you the previews. Say the previews. Well, when did that start? That started a long time ago. It started actually around 1914. Isn't that an amazing thing? Where they first had the first preview. And they would do previews of coming attractions. The biggest first preview, according to our research, was on the movie Charlie Chaplin. About Charlie Chaplin was in this movie, and they had a preview of the movie Charlie Chaplin, and it was a preview, and it's a glimpse of what is yet to come. Say that. Say a glimpse of what is yet to come. So God says, I know the end from the beginning, and I know what is yet to come. In fact, God will give you a glimpse of what is yet to come in your life. When you were a kid, a child, some of you had dreams of doing things. You had aspirations of doing things. There were things that were moving in you that were not just thoughts you were having. They were glimpses of what was yet to come. I get to dialogue with some of the best minds in the world. I remember being on the set of a movie and talking to Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon, and both of them said they knew they would be in the movie industry. Robert Downey Jr. said to me, he says, when my father was making movies, my father was a director, I knew that I would be in the movie industry. I get to be with great chefs, and they say, I used to want to be around the kitchen, and I knew that I would cook someday. Let me tell you something. God is giving you a glimpse of what is yet to come, but you need to pay attention to the glimpse. He says, I know the end from the beginning, and I know what is yet to come. He says, I say my purpose will stand. I will do what I please. From the east I summons a bird of prey. From a far-off land, a man or a woman to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that will I bring about. What I have planned, that will I do. Now, when I was a kid, I used to go to a guy's barbershop, and his name is Nacho. Somebody say Nacho. Can you show me the time? I want to know what time it is. Okay. Somebody say Nacho. Now, Nacho was a Hispanic man. His name is Ignacio, but they called him Nacho, and he cut my hair up until he was 81 years of age. And one day I said to Nacho, I said, Nacho, how do I get to that one Mexican restaurant in East Los Angeles? I named the name. I want to take my mother there, and this is what he said. He says, okay, you go up, you take a left, I'm pretty chore, but I'm not too chore. And then you go up, you take a right, I'm pretty chore, but I'm not too chore. And then you go up, you take a right, I'm pretty sure, but I'm not too sure. It's on the right-hand side, I'm pretty sure, but I'm not too sure. And I said, Nacho, how come after everything you say I'm pretty sure, but I'm not too sure? He said, because I'm pretty sure, but I'm not too sure. How many of you are glad that God doesn't say you're the head and not the tail? I'm pretty sure, but I'm not too sure. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'm pretty sure, but I'm not too sure. All the promises of God are sure. Clap your hands. Come on. Come on, people. For those that do not know my story and wonder why I'm so good with those accents, do you know that my mother, her first language is Spanish. My mother is Vicentita Gonzalez. She is from Spain, and she speaks broken English. So that's why, and I can speak Spanish. All right, so now listen to this. For God knows the end from the beginning, and he knows what is yet to come. He knows what is yet to come. Watch. Then he goes on to say something. He says, I summons a bird of prey, and I summons a person to fulfill my purpose. I'm going to change your life in the next 12 minutes. I think that some people, you get too stressed out about life. Turn my microphone up a little bit. You're too stressed out. Look at me with all the stuff I got going on. I got to wake up super early in the morning. I got to be flying to Houston. They'll be waiting for me at this dynamic conference. Then I'll speak at that conference. There'll be a lot of people. They got 4,000 seats. We'll see how many folks show up, but it's going to be crowded. That's tomorrow night. Then straight away, Tuesday, I do my Hollywood Bible study. I do my big old giant Hollywood Bible study on Tuesday night. There's going to be who's who, powerful people. I don't look stressed out because I'm not. Then Wednesday, I've got all these meetings because I'm working on a Broadway play. We're working on our Broadway play on Wednesday with some people that you would know about. And then Wednesday night, I'm speaking to a bunch of Beverly Hills hairdressers. You say, why would you do that? Because I care about people. But right now, I'm talking to a bunch of world shakers. So can you see that I'm in the moment and I'm enjoying myself? Because I know that I'm under assignment. He says, I summons a bird of prey. I summons a person to fulfill a purpose. See, Joel Osteen does not look stressed out. The kid is grinning a lot. My wife, Victoria. Do you know that Joel Osteen's budget for his whole ministry is over $120 million a year? So he's got to wake up. If it was some of you, it'd be like this. You'd be like, how am I going to get it? 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 What if I trip and hit my knee? Then I can't preach. Then my God. Then who's going to raise it? He's like this. Because he realizes he's in an assignment. God says, I summons, like this. Summons means like this. Hey, come here, you. I summons a bird of prey. I summons a person to fulfill an assignment. God summons, see, some of you were summoned so we could build this church. You, come over here. We need a church. We're going to get about 9 acres. We need a church. We're going to love people. We're going to build people. We're going to do missions. We're going to change lives. We're going to change people. Why don't you clap like we've been summoned? Come on. Come on. Clap like you've been summoned. Say, I've been summoned. Just say that. Say, I've been summoned. I'm trying to tell you, some of you, you think too much. You're like, okay, now what am I going to do? I'm this age. I thought I was going to be this. I thought that just. The Bible says your steps are ordered by the Lord. So to my friend that's taken a class, a speech class. There are two types of corners, because I'm teaching about just around the corner. Number one, an unknown corner. Say unknown. And number two, there are known corners. Say known. See, most of you are more comfortable with the known corners, and you become such creatures of habit, if you're not careful, you're going to be borderline boring. Come on, people. Well, I've always got my hair done at Bridget. Well, Bridget, come on, somebody, is stuck in 61. We may need to change to Rachel. I'm thinking about doing a little something. Maybe you should more than think about it, girl. Come on, somebody. It's 2014. They're using phones and everything. Say just around the corner. Come on, I'm going to help change you because I love you. I'm talking to you like family. See, every one of us, watch. God is trying to take us around a new corner every single year, okay? See, some of you, how many of you are grandparents? Lift your hands. Okay, now how many of you are great-grandparents? See, now that's a new corner. So you went from grandparent to now great-grandparents, okay? Some of you went from 60 then to 70, maybe to 73 and 81. That's around the corner. So there's a lot of corners that we're coming up. Some we've never experienced before because they're unknown corners. Those are the ones that make most people nervous. But those are the ones that can be so brilliant sometimes because we go around these unknown corners by faith. Somebody clap your hands and shout. Come on, somebody say just around the corner. So watch. So he says, I summoned somebody. Pastor, you were summoned. You were summoned. Sure, you're handsome. Sure, she's beautiful. Sure, you're smart. But you're the people for the job. People always say to me, they always say, how come you get to help all the celebrities? You know what the big thing is now, the last 20 years, a lot of ministers are trying to help celebrities. They come in, they try to help celebrities, and most times it doesn't work. Because I'm trying to tell you, you got to be summoned for certain things. Look at me. I was talking to my friend Pat Boone, and he was wearing white shoes. And he says, Tim, you know one thing I like about you? He says, look at the way God's using you, and you're just so real. You're so down to earth. No wonder God gave you this. Do you know that Pat Boone, he led Rock Hudson to the Lord, and he led John Wayne to the Lord? Why does God let me get into the upper echelon of the old Hollywood legends, people that I will not even mention their names that you've grown up with that I led to the Lord on their deathbed? Why does he let me? Because he knows I care about people, and he summons me. You've been summoned too. Some would say known. Unknown. He says, what I have said, that will I do. What I have planned, that will I bring about. Let me tell you something. There's a difference between a good idea and a God idea. Good ideas may come to pass. God ideas, they must come to pass. Somebody is about to get a God idea that's about to come to pass. Clap your hands and shout. See? We talked about y'all's business last night. Okay? He's going to give you new things. You know why? Because he showed you could be faithful in what you did. He's going to give you some other ideas that are going to just be mind-blowingly amazing. Well, how do you know? Because I'm reading. I'm reading in the Spirit. It's going to be mind-boggling. And then as you get older, I'm talking to your husband now, you're going to mentor people. You're going to mentor and you're going to love people. And you're going to teach on success. But money's going to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. It's going to be, people going to say, this is weird. This is why did you get that? Or how come that happened? It's just what's been on you since you were a kid. It's not your fault. And it's on her, too. So now we got double. No, just look at me. I'm flowing in a gift. He says, what I have said, that will I do. Say it strong. Say what he said, he will do. See, we're used to people saying things and not showing up. See, my daughter, she's 23 now. If I say to her, we went to this thing, women for women, women in third world countries that are needing to get their lives changed, and there was a celebrity that was having it, there's a friend of mine, and I brought my daughter with me last week, and I told my daughter, I said, we need to be there at 7. You know what I knew? I knew she'd be in the parking lot about 6:45. So I told my friend, I better get there early because my daughter's always early, so I don't want her to walk in by herself. And sure enough, I got there 30 minutes early, and sure enough, 15 minutes before the event was supposed to start, there she was waiting across the street because she's trained that way. She shows up early. Now, my son's a different story. Come on, somebody. You get my point? So I say to him, as much as I love him, he's an artist. I say, I need you to be there at 7. And he rolls in about at 7:11. And he's all proud of himself. He goes, I was almost on time. See, so we're so used to people kind of doing things, sort of doing things. God says, what I have said, that will I do. Somebody clap your hands and shout. Come on, people. Say just around the corner. Okay, it's for my friend that's taking the speech class. Now I'll write down Luke chapter 5, verse 1. But everybody else that's not taking a speech class, don't write it down and just listen. There's a guy named Peter. Say Peter. Say Peter. Say Peter was a fisherman. Say Peter was a fisherman for 15 years. Say Peter was a good fisherman, but it was about to change. Oh, this is so good. I wish somebody would hear me because I'm almost done. This is so powerful. See, some of you think this is your life. This is my life. Yeah, we got the grandkids. It's my life. Then I go in the garage and I fiddle around. Come on, somebody. I fiddle around. What if God had something for you? What if you're going to be a writer? You say, I'm 77. That's a good time to start writing, 77. What if you're going to go on a missions trip? What if you're going to change lives overseas? What if you're going to take in a foreign exchange student and you're going to start discipling kids? You all better pay attention to me. So Peter was a fisherman. How many more minutes I got until that time? Okay. Peter was a fisherman. Say that. Say, Peter was a fisherman. So watch. That's what he knew. Say that. Say, that's what he knew. See, just because you know it doesn't mean that's your long-term plan forever. Jesus said, can I use your boat? And Peter said, yes. And he said, cast out your net for a catch. And Peter said, I've been toiling all night, and I'm tired. I haven't caught anything. I keep coming up empty. The Greek word for empty is the word kinos, which means I keep scraping the bottom of the barrel. I'm having a bad night. And Jesus is basically saying, you're not having a bad night. I done closed that door. See, God is closing certain doors. God will close a door to open up the door. You say, how come that's not working anymore? Because God closed a door because he opened up another. You better clap your hands and shout. Come on, people. I'm speaking good. Say, just around the corner. So Peter was excited. He's Pete the fisherman. I got my cousins working with me. I got some cards. I got business cards. I'm Pete. I know a lot of you are so proud of yourself. I'm Pete the fisherman. But he didn't realize that he was going about to shift and become Pete the fisher of men. And then he would be a disciple. And he would be one of the inner three known as the sons of thunder. Come on, people. And that he would see Jesus die on the cross. And then he would stay and remain faithful. And then he would preach on the day of Pentecost. He didn't see that coming. Then in Acts chapter 3, he'd say, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. And then he would walk by people, and they would be healed by a shadow. You better clap your hands like God knows something's up. Can I have my piano player? Clap your hands like God's powerful. Come on, people. Got to hurry, son. They're all watching you. I like him. Somebody say, just play behind me. Somebody say, just around the corner. So Peter thought it's just another day. See, God always does uncommon things on common days. See, some of you thought this was just a common day. But God's going to give you somebody a thought tonight that's going to change your children's children. Someone wave your hand and say, let it be me, God. Say, let it be me. God's going to heal somebody's body so that you sleep through the night. God's going to heal somebody's heart so it doesn't ache so bad. God's going to extend somebody's life. But it's going to be good years. Somebody's eyesight. Somebody's hearing. Cast out your net, Peter. Jesus, come on, you're a carpenter. I know you work for your daddy. I'm a fisherman. Have you seen my business cards? I've been toiling all night, but nevertheless, because I've been hearing you're the Messiah. I'm going to go ahead and cast out my net. And he threw out his net. Look at me. Sometimes you got to throw out your net by faith, even when it doesn't look like it's going to work. Hey, Tim Story. That famous lady that was married to Cary Grant, Diane Cannon, she wants you to do a Bible study at her house. It made no sense to me. I said, Diane, why are you choosing me? She goes, I just like you, Tim. Little did I know, it would turn my whole life around. Little did I know I would lead so many of these people to the Lord. And I just did one of their daughter's weddings the other night, a famous lady. Maybe you saw that on my Facebook. By saying yes to do that Bible study that one night. One of the famous guys that you would know from the movie, The Godfather. Famous guy. One of his family members died, and I did the funeral. Little did I know that famous guy that you know would walk up to me and say, I'm not into church, Tim Story, and I'm not into most of those religious people that judge. He said, but my God, son, he said, you got something coming off you. And I said, please, just because there's some people in the churches that you don't like, don't let that stop you from having little Jesus. And I touched him, and the presence of God hit him. Come on, somebody. Why don't somebody clap your hands? Come on, people. Come on and clap your hands. And I'm done. Watch. Cast out your net. When he threw the net this time, there was something different on it. Look at me. See, this year's going to be a good year still. November, December, you're going to finish up strong. I'm prophesying over you. Because you're casting out your net, and when you cast that net out by faith, God's super is going to hit the natural. I said, God's super is going to hit the natural. And all of a sudden, that net was supernatural. Clap your hands and shout. Come on. And the Bible said that they caught such a great number of fish that their net began to break. It never broke. It said it began to break. And so what it actually means in the Greek is that their net was stretched to the max. Lift your hands. Say, my life is about to get even better.
Hallelujah. He's a big God. Hallelujah. We're going to dismiss in just a second. But I just want to say this. about a year ago, or well, less than a year ago, about 8 months ago, I was down at Evangel and just happened to walk in the back room, and Tim was sitting there, and immediately we made eye contact. He said, "Hey man, what's your story?" I just began to just share with him, you know, where God had taken us as a church. And he said, "You know, I'd like to come to your church someday." And I thought, well, okay, you're Tim's story, like you're going to come to Madison. And 2 days later, I was standing in the congregation at CGIA, and Pastor Bob Rogers came over. He said, during worship, he said, "You know, the Lord spoke to me. He said, would you like to have Tim's story Sunday morning at your church?" And I said, yeah, I would. He said, "Well, I'll talk to him." And I said, "Well, okay." You know, still kind of in this place where, you know, if it happens, that's great. And soon as the service was over, I was walking by, and Tim Story said, "Hey, I'm going to come to your church Sunday." It was just a divine thing. And it was just, he could be anywhere in the world tonight. I mean, he could be preaching a lot of places. I just really feel like, you know, this is an incredible moment for us as a church, that God would send someone that here to Madison in the early stages of our work and our fellowship to just release what he's released into this congregation. It's a divine thing. We can't take that lightly. We've got to embrace that. And it's a powerful thing. And I believe these series of meetings this weekend is a real turning the corner for this body. I really believe we're going to step into a dimension and a realm that we're going to see that has been prayed about, has been sowed about, dreamed about. And we are going to be a Spirit-filled Pentecostal church in Madison. We're going to love the Holy Ghost. And we're going to love the move of the Spirit of God. And tomorrow night, Jan Painter is going to be here, and Jan has a real prophetic gift. And we're just going to turn her loose. I have no idea what's going to happen. Now, Tim, he's just smooth, you know. He's just smooth. He's got them alligator shoes and that teased curly hair, you know. That nice tan he gets. But Jan, it's going to be wild, folks. So, and then Tuesday night, we're going to have Tommy Bates. And if you want to be here Tuesday night, you better get here early. We're going to open the doors at 5:30. We already have churches calling. We already have people calling. We're going to add some chairs. And we're just going to have Pentecost. We're just going to let the book of Acts be the book of Acts. And so it's a turning point for this fellowship. And we believe that. And I believe that. And so God has sent us the right people. And so whether you can be here or not the rest of the week, would you just continue to pray for us? Mention us in your prayers, and just pray for this fellowship. I told our leadership not too long ago, this is a season where we're sowing, but there's really going to be a harvest that's coming. I'm believing that. I want God to touch every drug addict in this city. I want God to touch every broken marriage, every individual that's depressed. I want every business to be blessed in Madison. I want this city to flourish like it's never flourished. And I want to be a part of what God's doing. And so you continue to pray for us. If you can be here, be here. It's going to be an exciting time. I'm so excited. I'm so jazzed up right now. I can't even begin to tell you. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for the Word of God, which is so simple, but yet so powerful. We thank you for the gifts of the Spirit. That God, that we're a group of people that believe that God does what he says he will do. And I just thank you for those that are here tonight, those that have come, our friends that have come to be with us tonight. I just pray that your blessing would be on them. You just release just a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit on everyone's life. Watch over us as we go home tonight, and bring us back tomorrow night for a fresh touch and move of the Spirit of God. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for your blessing, your goodness, and we thank you, God, for the destiny that you've placed in each of us. And I pray that you activate that in your people. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And all of God's saints said, amen.